Now, a symbol is defined as that which, by custom or by convention, represents something else. It has a meaning beyond itself. It represents something beyond itself, something other than itself. And it's in this sense that we speak, for instance, of mathematical symbols, when the letter X represents the unknown quantity. But a mathematical symbol is not a true symbol. If we want a definition of a true symbol, we shall have to say that a true symbol is an object or a phenomenon in a lower order of existence which stands for, which represents, or which takes the place of a corresponding object in a higher order of existence. And this conception, this definition of what a symbol is based, of course, on the conception of a hierarchically ordered or hierarchically structured system of reality. For instance, in some traditions, the sun, the physical sun, is regarded as a symbol of God, or as in Plato's thought, as a symbol of the form of the good. And this is because the sun occupies in the physical universe a position analogous to that of what we call God in the spiritual world. Just as the sun gives light and heat and warmth and therefore life to the whole of the planetary system, in the same way the spiritual sun, or whatever you may like to call that, the spiritual sun gives light, as it were, spiritual light, spiritual heat, spiritual warmth, spiritual life to all the beings of the spiritual world. So just as the sun on the physical plane performs the same work, the same service, the same function as God or the Dharmakaya and so on the spiritual plane, for that reason we say that the sun is a symbol of God. Not that it's just a sign, not that it's just a symbol, but that the sun on the physical plane, the physical level, the level of the material universe, corresponds to that higher reality which we call God on the spiritual level, the higher level. In other words, it's the same reality, it's the same thing. If you look at it in terms of the material universe, it's the sun, the material sun. If you look at it in terms of the spiritual universe, well, then it's the spiritual sun, in other words, God. So it's the same thing, the same reality, basically, looked at from two different points of view, seen within two different contexts. So it isn't that the sun is just a sign of God, but the sun is a symbol of God in direct correspondence with it. This is just an example, as it were. Now, the symbols of Tibetan Buddhist art, they are of this order. They are symbols by virtue of their place in a system of correspondences based upon a hierarchy of spiritual values in the universe as a whole. Now, the symbols of Tibetan Buddhist art, we may say, are things which, though material themselves, remind us of the existence of a higher order of life, and which in a sense even put us in touch with, enable us to communicate with, experience that higher order. Now, broadly speaking, Tibetan Buddhist art can be divided into four principal categories. First of all, there is architecture. Secondly, there are paintings and iconography. Thirdly, ritual objects. And fourthly, there are the decorative arts. So I'm going to describe now just a few of the symbols found in each of these categories.